The North Central Zone earned two berths in this week's BC Single A Boys Basketball Provincial Championship, and on Wednesday those two teams took to the court as the 16-team tournament got underway in Langley. Unfortunately, for the 14th SSEDED Cedars Christian Eagles of Prince George and the 13th-ranked Northside Christian North Stars of Vanderhoof, there was no day one upset in the works for either team. The Eagles were crushed 72-28 by the number 3 Unity Christian Flames of Chilliwack, and Cedars was relegated to the consolation round. Caden Paulson shot a team-high 14 points for the Eagles, who will meet number 11 Nanaimo Christian in their next game Thursday at 8:30 a.m. The North Stars, who defeated Cedars in the zone final 2 weekends ago, fell 71-44 to the number 4 South Point Academy Titans of Delta, despite a 21-point effort from Graham Yoder. Northside Christian will take on number 12 Meadowridge Griffins of Maple Ridge Thursday at noon. Meanwhile, at the Quadra tournament, also in Langley, the number 15 Prince George Polars lost their opener 95-62 to the Dover Bay Dolphins of Nanaimo. Hunter Anderson, with 21 points, and Kabir Bothell, with 20, paced the Polar attack. PGSS will go on to meet the number 10 Yale Lions Thursday at 10:15 a.m. At the AAA Championship, the College Heights Cougars got a 30-point performance from point guard Dylan Piddock and an 11-point game from MJ Kim, but it wasn't enough. They dropped a 92-69 decision to St. Patrick Celtics of Vancouver. Riley Santawana, with 28, and Jacoby Matulbos, with 20, were the high scorers for St. Patrick. College Heights is matched with No. 6 McGee Lions of Vancouver in a Thursday game at 7:45 p.m. at Langley Events Center. In double action, the No. 14 Nechaco Valley Vikings were trounced 100-44 by the No. 3 Nanaimo Christian Trailblazers. Sam Houchin Lee and Finnegan Murphy each hit for 25 points for the Blazers. Thomas Cross had a 17-point game to lead the Vikings. Nechaco Valley will face No. 11 Credo Christian Kodiaks of Langley on the court Thursday at 8:30 a.m. After their opening round losses, the best possible finish for any of the North Central squads is ninth.